The Refugee Hotel mm-hmm. is a play that is just opened up, and it follows the journey of refugees from the Pinochet regime to Canada, but it has its own sort of journey as well.
That's
Lynn
right.
Slotkin, by the way, is the – yes, I didn't give you your proper due there, but so tell us a little bit about the story behind the play.
Who else is going to be sitting in this seat?
Fair enough.
Hi, Kevin. Here's the journey. 6 years ago, the Refugee Hotel was supposed to open at Factory Theatre, but the playwright – Carmen Aguirre felt that there were not enough actors of Latin Canadian descent in the production. Hmm. And she accused the artistic director of Factory, Ken Gass, of racial and cultural insensitivity, and she withdrew the play. The theater community then came to Ken Gass's defense, refuting the accusation, and applauded his efforts of bringing the stories of minority to his stage. You know, so the times that was a tense time in the theater in Toronto. Now, 6 years later, the Refugee Hotel has found a new home at Theatre Passamurai, also a spunky theater that provides a place for theater voices from other cultures.
Okay, so now that it's finally arrived,
yes.
What's it about?
What's it about? It takes place in 1974, and it's about a week in the lives of a group of refugees who fled Chile to Vancouver after the bloody Pinochet coup in 1973. It's how these people cope with not knowing English, being homesick, fearful, grateful, and guilt-ridden. And for that week, they stayed at a refugee hotel with others in the same position until work and a permanent home was arranged for them. The two main characters are Jorge and his wife, Flaca. She was jailed and tortured for 5 months because of her political activity, and she had not seen her family until she got on the same plane with them for Canada. Jorge was an accountant who was arrested and tortured in order to betray a colleague. He was not political. And he has been haunted ever since at the memory of what he did and what was done to him. There are others who are wounded, guilt-ridden at surviving, and all have harrowing stories. It's based on Carmen Aguirre's own family and her experiences when she came to Canada from Chile.
So the real story, we know
yeah.
a little bit. We know it's harrowing.
Yeah.
How does it work as theater?
As theater, it partially works, I have to tell you. Carmen Aguirre certainly speaks from a place of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
In her adult years, she also operated safe houses in Chile. I mean, it's chilling stuff with this woman. Some of her writing I found is spare and elegant. For example, one refugee quietly itemizes his tortures, and he concludes all of this, "And to live." And, you know, I found that line a wonderful declaration that was full of wonder, I thought, in his case.
Hmm.
We get a sense of how difficult it is to come to such a strange place as Canada and not know the language or the customs. And Aguirre conveys the tenacity of the people, their resolve, and their ability to love and adapt. I found the cast very strong. But too often, the writing gets bogged down in cliché. She has too many stories and characters, and that also bogs down the play. You know, there are 8 million stories in The Naked City. Not all of them have to be in one play, okay?
Yes.
So, for instance, a social worker who does not speak any Spanish is superficially funny in the play, but the character could have been cut since they also have a translator who is funny in his own right with his fractured Spanish. Often, speeches I found seemed like lectures to the audience and not dialogue between characters, and I found that characters had conversations with each other that would have happened a lot sooner in this play if not years before. You know, I was glad to hear their stories, but Aguirre needs to revise and cut her play and also reconsider directing it as well.
So it's, you say, it's partially good theater.
Yeah.
You have some concerns.
Sure.
We always sort of ask, would you recommend it? So mm-hmm. who would you recommend this to then, if it's a sort of a partial?
I'll tell you. Because the story is superficially about, specifically about refugees escaping the Pinochet regime in Chile, it will obviously appeal to Chileans and other Latin Canadians who experience the same things in their countries. The Alameda Theatre Company producing the Refugee Hotel is a very new company. It's dedicated to providing opportunities for Latin Canadian artists and playwrights. I found that opening night audience was an audience I'd never seen before. It was packed with Latin Canadians who are obviously eager to hear their stories. So this production is for them, but it's also for any refugees who come to Canada seeking safe haven. Haven, Iraqis, Afghans, Somalis, etc. The play will have a universal appeal to anyone who is forced to leave their country and seek a new life here.
Hmm. And there's said 8 million stories.
That's
a lot
right.
of them follow that line
exactly.
here in this city for sure. Lynn, thanks very much.
Pleasure.